Mads, do you know what I love about being a Swan supporter?
What's that, Deeble?
It's belonging to the culture, the Bloods culture. It's funny, you know, Mads, culture might just be the most discussed but least understood topic on the planet.
Oh, I agree.
But you know who understands culture?
That'd be Pragmatic Thinking, Deeble. Darren, Ali, Rowan and the team at Pragmatic Thinking have been delivering leadership training, consultancy and advice to some of the biggest organisations you can name for nearly two decades now. And you know what, Deeble?
What?
They love the Swannies.
Oh, how good's that?
So for any of the faithful who are out there and in corporate land thinking that your workplace culture needs a little nudge, then Pragmatic Thinking are worth a call.
For sure, Mads. And maybe you need a workshop for your team or an off-site for your leadership group. The PT team will help you lower the eyes and hit targets like Errol Goulden inside Forward 50. Hit up the team on www.pragmaticthinking.com. Speak to Darren and the team and get your session locked in.
This is Errol Goulden, and you're listening to True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. Go, boys.
Jeez, this is the most one-eyed podcast.
Yeah, it's what we're here to do.
Let's go. Let's actually go.
For mine, boys.
For yours, then.
I'm about to blow a gasket in here.
You've kicked three goals for the day, Deeble.
What is going on?
Damaging team.
Damaging disposal.
He's been very, very average.
Our best is the best in the competition. This is True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast, back in the Image Online studio in Abbotsford to review the great win against the Gold Coast, the upcoming clash against the Hawkers and everything else Sydney Swans, joined as always by the one and only, the big man, Madison Clark. How are you,
Mads? Hello, Deeble. I'm well. How are you?
Going well, mate. Going well. We are working our way through the week nicely, and I wouldn't rather be anywhere else than in the Image Online studio with you, mate, talking about the mighty Swannies.
Well, likewise, Deeble. It's a highlight of my week.
It is very good.
Especially on the back of a W, but it is particularly special.
It is very special. We have the one and only, some may know him as the Gather Round guy. We just know him as one of the OG members of True Bloods. It's Tommy Flanagan. How are you, Tommy?
Oh, I'm good, boys. After watching the Swannies pile on 17 goals against the Gold Coast Suns, we're up and about. We're 5-1. It's good to be back, boys.
Yes, it's good to have you back, Flanners. You're looking good.
Thanks, mate.
Sort of operating some sort of slippers. What are they? Prada? We'll go with Prada, Tommy.
Yeah, polo. Yeah,
Peter Alexander slippers.
Yeah, very nice.
You could have just left it with Prada. That's okay. And some shorts. You're just looking great, Flanners. How's the chompers on him?
Oh, he's a good-looking man.
I've gone from a 3 to a 9 with these chompers.
Hey, that is pure cold hard fact. I couldn't agree more, mate.
You've had a big year.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. We had a cricket premiership with the mighty Sorrento Sharks. We had a Gather Round, which was great. Last year was big over as well, going to the Ashes and going to India, and later in the year going to Sweden. So it's all happening.
Sweden?
What are you going to Sweden for?
I'm emceeing a wedding over there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How good.
Yeah. You'd be charging up the wazoo for that, wouldn't you, Flannis?
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's late July, early August. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see how we go over there. I heard the Tinder goes all right.
Yeah, you could come home with quite a sore.
Well, you might have to get me as your side man for the emceeing gig, mate. I wouldn't mind popping over there myself. But how well are our boys going at the moment, mate? It was really good to bounce back after the bit of a lull we had before the week off. You know, we're pretty average against Richmond. I think we saw signs that we're playing some better footy against the West Coast out at Mount Barker. And that form itself is looking a lot better with the form that we're seeing with the West Coast Eagles as well. And to execute like we did on the weekend, it was really good to see, you know, best part of, you know, three really good quarters, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's outstanding on the weekend. But we'll just go back a little bit to that Mount Barker game. I was there, of course, for the Gather Round. That was quite uncomfortable being there in that Gather Round jumper, watching West Coast kick goals in that second quarter. And the work had made me hold up a sign that said, Swans, can you be nice to West Coast?
Oh, geez.
And I held up that sign at quarter time, and then that Juzzy McInerney looked over at me, and he's just like shaking his head, and I'm standing there in this clown suit, and I felt like such an idiot. The Swans get 6 goals kicked on in the second quarter, but West Coast were more impressive than as they've proven in the last couple of weeks, more impressive than we thought.
The win that we had, you know, we did it tough, but it doesn't look as bad as it did back then. Now, yeah. Right. So that's a pretty good outcome. Look, Deeble, on a Sunday,
yes,
my anxiety is generally spiking.
Yeah.
On a good day.
Yes.
And so I sort of woke up on Sunday and I said, oh, I don't really think I can deal with another sort of Gold Coast win at the SCG. So it was tense. But my fears were quelled pretty quickly when I saw the ball movement through the middle in that first quarter, particularly the first play to go to Joel Amati. How bloody scintillating was that?
Yeah, so good. It's get it in our ball users' hands and they execute their skills. I think the boys really, you know, worked hard in that first 5 minutes and set the tone really early. You know, it was the likes of Taylor Adams. I thought his first half was sensational. You know, had Errol kicking better in that first half. I think he tailed off a little bit, which is surprising. We'll talk about Errol a little bit later in his game time. No, we can talk about it now. Why not?
Well, you run the pod, Deeble.
Yes.
You're cooking this chook.
I am cooking the chook, Mads. But Errol Goulden spent 97% of the match on the ground, which is, you know, it's 10 to 15% higher than any other mid. And it's not for the first time this year either. And I think we saw that with the, you know, the two tied kicks in the last quarter going out on the full. Like, he's just cooked. He runs so hard. You know, I think listening to Jimmy Rowbottom on SEN today, you know, Errol's always getting up around the 16K mark, which is in the upper echelon. So it's funny seeing Errol Goulden play that amount of game time, and you probably don't want to be seeing it all the time, in my opinion.
For yours, Deeble. You're going
to
hit him with
what's handy, we do have rotations that are available to bring in. If Errol does need a rest or any of the other boys do need a rest, we've got some guys coming through in the twos and some other guys haven't played yet this year, some senior leaders.
Do we know how much his game time is usually?
Well, no. I don't have that stat in front of me, but I know at least...
It seems high, 97.
At least two games this year, he's been 90-plus,
yeah,
which is definitely higher than the average. It's normally... It's got to be between 80 and 85, I would say, for a mid.
Yeah,
would be
for
my
sure.
guess.
For sure.
But interesting stat. But look, he turned it over a little bit in that second half, but he was definitely, you know, one of the initiators in that first
half.
Well,
he was turning it over in the first half as well.
But I mean, he's into, because I watched the little snippet.
Yeah.
He hit three targets inside 50 too.
No doubt.
He's had four direct goal assists by
for
the
sure.
same token as well.
No doubt.
But yeah, a bit tired towards the end.
But look, I mean, in the first quarter particularly, Oflo, Haynes, Chad, Lizard, just creating through the corridor. Juzzy, absolutely. And how good to have Wixie back as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought our forward pressure was so much more pronounced this week than it has been in the last 2 weeks.
It's immediate impact. Immediately. Straight away.
Yep.
Yeah. Wixie, outstanding.
Yeah. He changes the dynamic of that forward line, just having Paps and Wixie there to apply that pressure when required.
It improved Paps as well.
Paps was awesome.
Yeah.
Kick straight. Just went Papley in form. He's a real indicator as well. You got Paps and you got Haywood. They're the two I really look for. If they're kicking goals and looking dangerous and playing their role, that's when we know the Bloods are on.
Well, we always spoke about the Hydra, and now one of them's gone into the middle. So, you know, that Wixie, what he provides as well, it's slightly different to what Haynes provided to that three-prong forward setup, the Hydra. But in a similar way, that is still the Hydra. It's just Wixie playing a slightly different role to Haynes.
And look, I think Wixie can still play taller than he actually is as well, right? He can take contested marks. Look, I'm such a big rap for the guy. I'm so glad whatever happened, it's seemingly resolved now and we can just get on with it. It's a really good sign that our, dare I say the word, culture is still sort of prevalent in those situations and we can just sort of work through things. These sort of things are going to happen all the time and we're probably never going to know what actually happened, but hopefully it's resolved now. Now, Tommy, what happened in the second quarter?
Yeah, went a little bit off the boil, didn't we?
Yeah, the we got smacked up in the midfield. That's where it started.
Murdered
in the midfield, which is very surprising. We probably haven't seen a quarter like that for a little while. We've seen it in patches in the Richmond game and the start in that second quarter against the West Coast, I should say. They were pretty average, but the great thing about that second quarter was how the back six held up.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. We it's probably the, I've said in the past couple of weeks, that's the number one place of concern with not having ramps back there, is that back six. And for them to hold up like they did is such a good thing moving forward, just knowing that those guys can absorb as much pressure as they did. You were sitting there thinking this damn wall's going to break soon. But then, you know, we kept them to two goals. We didn't score one ourselves.
And, I mean, they had nine more inside 50s than us, right? Yep. We only scored a point. So, I mean, the damage could have been a whole lot worse had it not been for guys like Matt Roberts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who I thought really came of age. You know, this is a guy who's played, what, under 15 games?
13 games.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And he played that game like a seasoned veteran when they were under siege in the defensive 50. You know what gave me an absolute heart attack, dude?
What did, Mads?
Tom McCartan coming from the ground. Because I've been telling all and sundry. They asked me, how are you going? How are you feeling? I said, I'm feeling great, except for one thing. If we lose Tom McCartan, put a bloody line through us because we are cooked.
Yeah.
And I was really concerned, Flannis.
Going to need Aaron Francis to play an incredible fill-in role there.
Really to go to the next level, aren't we?
But we're talking about when Gold Coast lift their intensity. When you've got a good midfield like that, you know, you're always going to get a point throughout the game where they're going to have their
dominance,
time.
Yeah.
And I think Jared Healy made an interesting point about opposition pressure. It's hard to identify within the game, but when the oppo's maxing out on its pressure index, which they were in that second quarter, there's potentially an opportunity to think about reverting to a slower ball movement game for a few minutes and then snap back into our run-and-gun handball game once the pressure eases a bit. Again, it's a tough thing to identify in-game.
It is. But, I mean, that's what Deeble and I have sort of been saying, you know, at the tail end of last year, into the start of this year. We were seeing, at times we were doing that, right? We were playing more of a tempo footy game. And so we kept talking about, well, we've got a couple of ways to beat teams, like we did Melbourne in opening round, right? I agree with you. I think that's really there. But we're really
just
seeing...
Oh,
dude, 100%. 100%. But I think we're really seeing that when teams... you know, put us under the pump and we're not able to have the game on our terms, that we sort of go to water a little bit and we can go to sleep. And I found that particularly concerning, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I think when that oppo pressure comes, maybe we're trying to burst through it and continue to run and gun through it. And maybe just that 1 or 2 minutes of slide down, kick to contest, get out of bounds, get a reset stoppage game for a couple of minutes. And then as soon as they drop off their pressure index, the oppo drop their pressure again, straight back to that relentless run and gun, lightning, dynamic game.
Yeah, I think that's going to get better and better the more that midfield sort of plays together. Especially with having Taylor Adams only having played that was his second real game for us.
Dude, how good was he?
So good, man. Set the tone early.
What a get.
So good. Contested possessions. Love to see it. And then when Parks comes back into the side either this week or whenever he does, when you've got two experienced heads who can go hard nut, go in there and sort of take control in that midfield, I think we're going to see the lapses like we did in the Gold Coast game on the weekend. I think they're going to become smaller.
You'd hope so.
It's just getting the mix right in that midfield. And as Flanners talks about that tempo and be able to sort of go between the two a little bit quicker and identify when it's happening.
One that I loved on the weekend, JJ, Jimmy Jordan.
Oh,
his job on Noah Anderson. Yeah.
What did he keep Noah to? 20? But had limited... 19 disposals.
Yeah.
And had very limited impact. He kicked a goal, but...
Another classy goal on the run.
Yeah,
he loves those.
Super classy, but limited impact in terms of what he can usually do to you.
Yeah.
I thought, that, you know, and Jimmy, that goal, dude. Yeah. That's the second goal he's kicked from pretty much exactly there, right?
Yeah, it's like on the boundary. It's James Jordan's Junction. That's what I went with. Going with that. Out there on the Bill O'Reilly side, that's JJ's Junction. That's what we're going with.
Another one we should probably identify and just hone in on there, the 200 gamer.
Yeah,
with 24 disposals.
11 tackles, Flanners.
Oh. Team high.
You don't get that from your big man.
No,
you
don't. You're not meant to.
And we'll be talking about Broads plenty in the socials. He's part of the social seg this week. But yeah, you're 100% right. 200th game, sixth game for the club.
Kick the snag.
And it just feels like he's at home at the Bloods, doesn't it? It's good. Good to see.
It was so good to see when he kicked that goal and all the boys getting around. It was just a real feel-good moment. First goal for the club. And Yeah, special.
Certainly wasn't a natural set shot.
No.
But it was great to see.
You know what it had a bit of... this is what I thought at the time when I saw it. Had a bit of Plugger 1300 about it. You know when Plugger kicked that and he ducked out, opened up the angle on the right and just hooked it back across the body?
And I love when he came off the ground at the end of the ground. He's running down the race. He goes up the swatting.
Yeah.
No, he seems really happy with where he is. And I don't know. We're all sort of as nuffy as each other. But I love seeing when people come to our club and then immediately... that they feel at home and you can see that they fall in love with the club pretty quickly.
For sure.
And that gives me the warm and fuzzies, Flanners.
You know what gives me the warm and fuzzies?
What's that, Deeble?
Is Chad Warner inside 50.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but it just looks really, really good. And I think Chad Warner's hops are underrated. Mm-hmm. And he's good above his head. And it can be a real weapon for us. We've seen it with the likes of Lukey Parker in the past, pushing forward great above their head, you know, as that sort of 6 foot, 6 foot one midfielder. But I don't know, there's just something special about Chad Warner forward of the, you know, of the center. And it looks dangerous. We've seen it against Collingwood. We saw it today, last week.
Just floats across the ground.
Floats across.
In those new TNs. It's
man, glorious. I'm telling you, it's gonna impact at a really important time this year.
There's that. And when he gets the ball in close, his ability to make space and get out of there back and kick
powerful
a goal.
I don't
know of many other players who can do that in such close quarters.
Yeah, he's got some power about him. But it's not even evasiveness that he's using at the moment. It's brute force getting rid of the, you know, his opponent to get separation, to get the hand out of the contest.
And then get up to top speed just real quick. Yeah,
It's good. It's a weapon.
It's elite.
It's what you need in your midfield. And you know, Mads, he's going to get caught for time.
Hey, Deeble, I was watching for it. I don't think he got done
once
on the weekend.
He must have got out six or seven different times with like an evasive move. And yeah, he's definitely pulling it off more than he's getting caught.
Another one we haven't touched on yet is the future Brownlow medalist. He's got a 20-vote lead in the coaches' votes after six rounds.
And he's just flying. I love that one where he handballed it tapped it to Brody. Brody just knows instinctively that he's coming around.
The one
back,
I put up on the social.
Goes straight through into the corridor. God, Haynes, we talk about Haynes a lot. He has created absolute daylight in the coaches' votes, which is completely reasonable and fits the eye test, I would have thought. But, I mean, that... him being in that midfield, you cannot even consider taking him out of there.
I don't think he will be.
You just can't.
No.
You it would be negligent
to
take him out of that midfield. And there is no, I can't, I've been trying to think of it different ways. I just can't think of a purpose. I don't even think Luke Parker would probably be like, we're not changing a goddamn thing here.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is a good problem to have.
Simply doesn't happen, Mads. Simply doesn't happen. But I think what's setting Haynes apart at the moment is his kicking ability.
Totally.
Like that first one of the game where he got it over the top. I think it was like even Witsy in the hole. Got it over the top of Witsy, hit up someone, went inside 50.
Centimetre perfect.
Oh, mate. It's setting him apart and he's just a dead set superstar. Best player in the comp.
And the way he can... or, you know, he's just so clever in all three thirds of the ground. The way there's a back 50 stoppage and he does the 1, 2, 3, 4, and then, you know, continues to run over the top, but ends up getting it back in the forward half after starting it in the back half.
Work rate's elite too.
With perfect disposal.
There's two blokes I've been a critic of.
Yep.
And they proved me wrong, at least for a game.
Yep.
Flo and Will Haywood.
Flo.
Now, Flo, granted, Flo's having a fantastic year.
Oh.
But it was great to see both of them. The output. Florent, Blakey and Errol had more than sort of 1,600 metres gained.
Yeah.
And like that is, so when we're on, when we're playing that sort of football, we're unstoppable.
How clean are the hands of Flo and just the zigzagging through traffic, just slicing and dicing.
Having the ability to pull off that check kick.
Oh.
It was Blakey-esque. Blakey's the only one in our team who can do that. Now we've got two. Ollie having the ability and the decision-making and cool head to not blaze away inside 50 and check it inside 50 for an easy shot on goal. That was awesome.
Is there anything that looks better?
Nah, it's so good. It opens up the game so nicely. But in saying that, critiquing our game and splitting hairs, I think we were too cute going inside 50
way
this
too
week.
Cute.
There were opportunities where there was no one on the mark and you're running inside 50. Have a ping, boys. It must have been at least four or five times. It's trying to be a little bit too cute, go in the extra kick. I'd rather them have a ping and miss than, you know, not find the target. When it's the correct option, absolutely. And you get it to him, it looks great. But I think we just tried to be a little bit too cute going inside 50.
I thought by and large, I've agreed with that. I agree with what you're saying in many other facets of the season so far. I thought I saw it less on Sunday, and I thought our inside 50s were probably some of the best I've seen in about a month.
Yep.
I thought we were hitting up targets really well, you know, from elite ball users like Florent, Blakey, Errol, Haynes. Thought they were hitting targets really well. And Marty was such a force and such a target up forward. But I know there were, I can definitely think of five times that we, you know, you have a ping.
And there are points in games like that where you're on top of an opposition defence where maybe it is just get it into the goal kickers, let them go to work and just keep trying to pile them on as opposed to, you know, trying to find the perfect way to get in there. Just get it in.
Yeah, it's the critique we have of Braden Campbell, right? Sometimes when he's got the ball and you're running inside 50, just have a ping.
Yeah,
because we know all of them, it's what we hang our hat on. It's our DNA, boys.
Yeah.
All of them are elite by foot, and they can all do it. So, yeah, you've got to just take the mantle, take the baton, if you will, sometimes, and kick the goal.
For sure. Good to see Paps back in form.
Oh, dude.
You know, took the invitation to the party that you put out to him. That was good. Good to see Paps leading the team, doing the toss at the start of the game, kicking three snags. Really good.
That mark and goal on the boundary came at a really important time where the game was sort of...
just sunk the game.
Yeah.
It was good to see on the weekend, you know, Gold Coast bought it for that second quarter. And it's like, how long could they go with us? And we dead set burnt them off. And then when the game opened up, that's why we were able to hit so many targets inside 50, because we just outworked them. They couldn't go with us. They were stuffed. And we put them to the sword. It was great.
We talk about great ball users. You've mentioned him a couple of times this year, but I haven't mentioned him tonight. Matty Roberts going at 90%.
Yeah,
20 disposals.
91%.
What an incredible addition to the setup.
Did you see the appreciation post this morning, mate?
Yeah, I saw it.
You know, that's where you improve as a side, is guys in their second, third year taking their game to another level, finding their way in the side and being elite at their position. And that's what Matty Roberts is doing at the moment.
And I think it's so important with no Mills, no Parker, you know, you've just got to...
have someone step up to the plate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now... boys.
And no Rampy, I should say.
Yep. No Rampy
more,
as well.
More importantly.
Yeah, definitely. In the wake of no Rampy, I love this from the coach's box. Kudos to the coach's box. Robbie Fox going back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't the structure just look so much better?
He looks so much better.
He's a backman.
He's a backman.
And Robbie's probably proved me wrong a little bit this year. He's played his role up forward really, really good, really well.
As great as that pressure small against the D's in the opening round, he did a terrific role there. But yeah.
He just looks more natural.
Played a lot of footy back.
It's a natural back. He's
one of those guys, Deebs, that the game is better in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've seen him do it in big games. I think I want Robbie in there, and then we look more secure back there. Got a bit more backing, and it's going to release Lizard.
Yeah.
Right, when Rampy comes back in, and there's going to be someone unlucky to miss out when Rampy comes back in, Parker coming back in. We'll talk about it in the preview, we sort of see for selection.
Was Rampy on the injury report?
Yes, he's still a week, at least a week away.
Okay.
So not this week, probably not next week, week after, I would say.
Sure.
But it looks like Parks will probably play this week. That's sort of what's coming through.
Yeah.
And Sam Reid still injured.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Sam Reid? Sorry, what?
Quad strain. Still.
Sam Reid has a soft tissue injury.
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
He'll be back.
I think he might be hanging up the boots in a couple of weeks, but we'll see how
would
that
you give
plays
him? You'd give him another contract, wouldn't you, Funnis?
I'd like to see him have another crack at this year.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
if you can get back.
Got great hands, Reedy.
I don't... You know where I love Sam Reed?
Where?
In the back line.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Love him.
Behind the ball, yep.
Again, games in front of you.
Well, he can do everything, so I'm fine with that as well.
except stay on the park, Planners.
Yeah, exactly.
When he's on the park, he can do anything.
That's funny stuff. But it's pretty well-rounded performance. The other thing we got to outline, boys, it was the kicking for goal.
Yes.
It's not very often that you're going to be having 20-odd pings at goal and kicking as straight as we did. Mm-hmm. I think it was 16-4 we kicked from set shots. It's awesome. And look, we would love that to happen every week. It's simply not going to happen. But, mate, that's how we just put the scoreboard pressure on.
A masterclass of six-point goals.
Six-point goals. Was low kicks and six-point goals.
A lot of low kicks.
Plenty of six-point goals. And I think because we kick so straight, you know, in the past, if we hadn't kicked that straight, it's probably only a 5-goal win on the weekend.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
The scoreboard pressure was there and we ran away with it.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
There's one thing that we lost. When we sort of lost our way, when we lost to Richmond, didn't have a convincing win against West Coast, we really lost our way on something that people look to us and say, well, geez, this is how these guys play their best footy. Scores on turnover. Now, we had 90 points on turnover on Sunday. Now, that is unfriggin' believable.
Is that the biggest of the year from any side?
It has to be.
Have to be, wouldn't it?
Has to be. So, I'm not hoiny, but I reckon it has to be.
Yeah. Unreal stat.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's big scores. And they're just punishing. We're so good by foot. It's like I really want to see us put it together against a good opposition and put the competition on notice.
I think the best way you can start doing that is put it all together on the MCG.
Yeah. It'd be nice to do it this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're every chance to. I'm not reading into this, you know, we're no good on the MCG. We knocked the premiers off there, you know, round
Who
two.
Who said we're no good on the MCG? Well,
a few people are saying it. We've lost 7 of our last 8 there.
Yeah, sure. But I don't reckon we're no good. Like, we beat Collingwood there in round two.
Exactly.
Scintillating win against Collingwood, that was.
Well, round one, sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of venues, I think we talked about this before the season, Deeps. Making the SCG a bloody fortress again. Because it hasn't been a bloody fortress for quite a few years, Deeble.
Yes.
Brody loves it. He's absolutely loving the home deck.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a good point to be 3-0, our first 3 games up there.
Against Melbourne.
Yep.
Against Essendon, who are playing better footy,
yep.
And against Gold Coast, who are touted as, you know, one of the up-and-coming teams of the competition. I think it's a great start to the year.
They're
3-0 when we've had so many problems there over the last few years. That just brings a bloody tear to my eye, boys.
For sure. And just the midfield mix is just looking good, isn't it? It's just we've got the...
How's David King saying that the...
I couldn't believe it. I commented on that off the Trooper. I was like, come on, Kingy. It's like, come out on Sunday night, say, I got it wrong. Like, that's one that needs to go wrong. It's funny how he's pumping up Haynes. He's like, he's the unicorn. And like Errol Goulden, Chad Warner, Jimmy Rowbottom. And he's taken bloody Noah Anderson and Matty Rao, the grass eater against us. Like, come on, Kingy.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Got that one wrong, Kingy. Egg on your face there, mate.
It was, yeah. But just well-rounded on the weekend. I was really happy. We got it done in all facets, you know. Lost our way for, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. And the back six, you know, kept it all together.
I'll tell you one thing that was shocking about the game.
What was shocking?
The commentary. It was dead set appalling.
You dead set need to get on SEN Sync.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I think that would really enhance your listening now, and watching.
I'll just agree. It sounds like a great concept. I have KO and shit internet. I just can't see how they're going to manage to sync that up.
Well, you got your two options preset in there. You got Channel 7 and KO automatically ready to go.
Tell you what would be great. I don't know how we get it done, but you know, one of the commercial broadcasts, maybe a Fox Sports or something, get like a press red for the True Bloods.
Well, yes. Well, that's, yeah.
Sort this of is stream, the petition. You
know, watch this space.
Yeah.
we'll figure something out.
I know people. You know people. We'll get it done.
Yeah, we'll get it done. But it's funny with Derm. I reckon I know when he's hungover, and I reckon I know when he's well rested, because he just would not shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just kept trying. It like ruins the vibe of the game.
Yeah.
Like they're, you know, we're getting up and about because the SCG can get really loud. The SCG got so loud when Papley took that mark, right? But that just kept talking.
Well, the media department was saying that is the loudest they've heard the SCG since the prelim.
Yeah.
When Pap snapped around the corner there.
You could definitely hear it, but yeah, no. So, yeah, Derm, when he's well rested, it's annoying. And Jared and Derm together, you just, that's real recipe for waffle on.
Yep.
You know, I like them individually as people and as commentators. I like Dermot sometimes. Together, no thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Who would you prefer for our Sunday early start game?
Matt Hill.
Yeah, Hill would be
great. Ideally, yeah. I think Matt Hill's the best thing since sliced bread, Flanners. Wouldn't mind Tommy Flanagan in the commentary box on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome to Sunday Arvo Football, the Schwannies taking on whoever.
Oh, very good. But boys, it was good to walk away with the 4 points. Convincing win, our best performance of the year, you would have to say nearly. You know, maybe not the best, but most convincing, I would say. Point margin, anyway. It was good to have a non-ish Sunday.
Yeah, and we definitely thought that we were going to be in for an arm wrestle. So to get it all wrapped up was beautiful because fundamentally, that's what we should. I think enough of, they're pretty good. We knew that we should be beating Gold Coast quite convincingly. Yep. If we are worth our salt, if we are who we think we are, we really shouldn't have had a problem with that game at home.
That was good to see. Well, we'll stop it there, boys. It's been, what have we done? 31 minutes of elite good footy content, as we'd like to say. But we'll be back right after this.
OnStone are a partner of True Bloods for this month. Deebs, have you ever passed the Jim Steins room in the members at the G and noticed a large installation of Jimmy in full flight cut up into diamond formations?
I haven't myself, but I'm sure you have.
Well, Deeble, I have. And each section is a timber frame piece of stone invented and made by Nick and Emma from OnStone.
OnStone behaves in the same way as regular framing, except they add valuable extras, depth, warmth, and a touch of mystery. The timbers are all reclaimed hardwoods, no cheap, quick-growth painted timbers. This can be hard to imagine, but just jump onto onstone.com.au.
Why print your memories on stone? Well, there's no glass, no reflection, creating an almost three-dimensionality to the image, Deeble. OnStone is a family of True Bloods, and they spend their days making stone prints and listening to the potty. So if you want to support an original handmade business, pick these guys.
Order your own OnStone's print online today at onstone.com.au. Use the code TRUEBLOODS and receive a 20% discount at the checkout. Mads, do you know Darren Hill?
I do, Deebs. I think I met him before the preliminary final.
Well, he's the director of Pragmatic Thinking.
What do Pragmatic Thinking do?
They work with large organisations to help breathe new life into them by teaching how to lead boldly, deal with the tough stuff, and create great team framework. Amongst a variety of other services, it's essential for any large corporation, Mads, sort of like Blood's culture.
Well, I like the sound of that, Deeble. Where can I find them?
You head over to pragmaticthinking.com and see all the services they can offer you. Talk to any of the friendly staff and see how they can help your business today.
Welcome back to True Bloods. Fantastic having you here, Flanners.
It's just like old times, isn't it?
He's a bloody celebrity nowadays.
I know. He's moving up in the world. Yeah. It's like he just comes back to his OG roots and he's like, talk about the Schwannies. But, you know, he's on your sports bets. He's here. He's there. It's, I'm Mr. Gather Round. You know, I am Gather Round. You know,
he is Gather Round.
But he's still making time for us, Mads. It's good to see.
Because there's nothing better than sitting here and chatting to you boys in the Image Online studios. It's glorious.
It's good. It warms the heart, glorious. Doesn't it? And it's good it's after a win, too. It's not the therapy session. It's the celebration session.
Always time it nicely.
Yeah, you do. Flanners actually does his best work after a loss, though. That's when he gets really nuffy.
Comes up with some interesting ideas from time to time.
We're going to throw Logan McDonald at fullback.
Listen to me, Matt.
Hear me out. What did you think of Logan?
Oh, he's great. He's the I saw a stat the other day that he and Haynes have scored one goal or more in every single game this year. So yeah. Just missed a consistent up the front. Big Bruce.
I'm going to be a little bit more pessimistic than that. I reckon the way I saw Jimmy Wheeler comment this, and yep. I wholeheartedly agree. Because I'm just the way in which he's going about it. I just want to see him leading, getting the Dukes out, taking marks and going back and kicking set shots.
Kicked a nice big set.
Yeah, no. I know. I'm not saying he was bad. I thought he was great. But I just want to see a little bit more of that sort of true key forward.
Jake Waterman sort of 11 goals in two games
I would absolutely love that.
But I reckon we sort of started to see that on the weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
It was definitely 100%. More for... But and I saw, it was interesting just reading the paper today, he's top 10 in the Coleman. Kicked 13 or 14 goals.
As he should be, because he's been really consistent with how he's kicked goals, right? He kicked a couple of games, he kicked four apiece. But a lot of it, and because of his footy smarts, out the back and things like that.
Yeah,
right?
Getting his clunk going, getting that real
I really want to see it because that's when, you know, you're going to go, wow, you know?
Yeah, as we said, that
going all right, though.
When he
Dude, he's going great. Yeah. Like he's going better than all right.
When we get the, you know, that 3-4 goals, 10 mark, 15 posse game, it's going to be like, this is what we want to see.
He's only 50 games in. That was his 50th game on the weekend. So he's got growth to come.
For sure. But you know what we love, Flanners?
What's that?
Well, we love...
A couple of things.
We like scoreboard impact from midfielders.
Oh, we do love scoreboard impact.
It is really good. It's a great thing to see. And also some social engagement. We love engaging with the socials. So we might jump across to the social question this week with the great Madison Clark. Went with hashtag Ask the Faithful, and old Paul dropped in on the DMs, Mads, and wanted to congratulate us on how good our grammar and punctuation was. And I said, Paulos. I said, there's a clear reason for this. It's because Madison Clark wrote it, not David Baxter. So, look, if you can't distinguish who's writing, it's pretty easy. But, look, that's the reason,
Mate, you should have just claimed it.
I should have. I should have said, thanks, Paulos. That's really good. Thanks, man. I've been working hard.
I have been trying.
But when with hashtag Ask the Faithful, Brody Grundy put on an absolute show in his 200th game and kicked the first kicked his first goal as a Blood. What's your approach?
Oh God, it doesn't sound like I've written it too well.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Not what. What are your thoughts on the big fella as we approach round 7? Best answers to be featured on the potty. So there's a whack for Paulos. He wasn't even right.
Sounds like I've had an absolute mare there, Flanners. Droises. But he has, look, for mine, boys.
For yours.
I think he has been so great. Now, let's leave the on-field stuff to the side for a second. Him on socials.
Yep.
Morale.
Morale. It's a key word here at True Bloods. Morale. The way he just slotted into a really, really tight-knit group.
Yeah.
Like, he was obviously perfect for the group, and that's obviously why they had such a crack at bringing him over. But I just think he's been phenomenal. I just think he's been so good, and he should have come a long time ago.
Yeah, it's just great to have different characters in your footy club, and that's what makes footy clubs fantastic. And everyone says, yeah, Brody's a different cat, but...
You don't want robots, Steves.
Exactly right, but that's what makes footy clubs so special is you can come from all walks of life, you can do all sorts of different things outside footy, but when you come together inside the four walls, you know, training your 25-plus hours a week and then going out there of a weekend and winning games of footy, the boys are so cohesive, and as you say, it's just so good that...
Yeah.
The way Broads is slotted in, and it's really good to see from an outsider's perspective.
You know, you come from all walks of life. You could be sort of an AFL member or an MCC member.
This is very true.
You know,
this is very true.
There's different
and we come together of a Tuesday night in the Image Online studio, and we put our differences aside, but we still get the job done.
Christopher Crisafi has some words. I hope I said that right on this one. He has the media polish of Cal Sinclair, the affability and legit journeyman tag of the Big Hick, and the odd ball vibe of crayfish. What's not to like?
Wow. That's a great call.
That's really good. That's some the GFC right there.
Affability.
Yes.
Wow.
For sure. Now, Jimmy Wheeler.
Yeah, this is what I mean. He's got it figured out, Jimmy.
He does. And this is, you know, Sapphire Golf Tours, Pambula, Wheeler's Oysters.
Yeah, go and see Jimmy at the Shed.
Go see Jimmy at the Shed. He'll sort you out. He says, superb acquisition. His fitness and tackling for a big man is second to none. I do have some concerns about the big three we have up front. Is it me or is Logan's output been frustrating? I know he's kicking goals, but we didn't. Jimmy, I should have rang. Read this before. We're not talking about Logan in the socials. We're talking about Big Broads.
Big Brody Granny.
So I'm going to stop you there. But because I agree with what he's saying.
We've already talked about it. Yeah. But and that's where I got it from. You know, yeah. I do, Jimmy. I feel you. I feel you, Jimmy, because I tend to agree. But
Logan's on his way.
Yeah, we've got. Hold on, this he'll be the new Sam Reid in a minute. I agree. I think he's going to be a Jet.
Yeah.
I want to be screaming at the top of my lungs, seeing him sort of just coming to meet a ball and it just go clunk.
Yeah.
I want that, Flanners. I want that to be a reality. I want to see that.
I think we're seeing glimpses of it. Yeah, we'll see more and more and more.
Migs Martin says, love everything that he's brought to the side this far. Geez, it makes a difference when you have an A-grade ruckman. They really are rare as rocking horse shit.
Geez, people have just really turned it on tonight.
They have.
Mark Curtis, match made in heaven. Swans need a reliable ruckman, and he needed to reboot at a club that would appreciate him,
yeah.
Which we do. We love Big Brody.
Big Brody, for sure.
Well said, Mark.
Might flick over onto your Instagrams, because we are on your Facebooks, we are on your Instagram, your Twitters, your TikToks. We're going viral everywhere. We had 450,000 streams the other week, so
we're
just big on everywhere, Madison Clark.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Good old Brads, which you think is the cremator.
The cremator.
He says, I love the fact that he's seamlessly become part of the club. For mine.
For yours.
I wish we got him sooner. He's 100% a blood.
Fantastic. Very well said. We got Joshy Maxwell here.
Big Joshy.
Probably one of the bigger Swans fans going around.
For sure.
Around,
contributes to the club in many ways. It's good to see.
In a big way. He's at the opening of an envelope for that football club. I would have thought, wowee.
Wow.
Mad Steebs, faithful, Joshy, 20 Cent Maxwell from Leichhardt. Interesting day on Sunday, phenomenal event I was fortunate enough to go to at Sydney Swans HQ and then out onto the ground as a guard of honour. Standing there, bit of a panic from a few of the Swans staff. Has anybody got a coin? They're asking up and down the line. Fortunately enough, I had a 20 Cent piece in the wallet. Very rare that I've got coins in the wallet these days. But anyway, it was handed over. Given to the Red Kite kids, the toss. The right call from Paps, and their rest is history. What a fantastic day it was. In terms of your question tonight, Grundy just gives us so much more as a ruck midfielder. His work around the ground is nothing short of phenomenal. Only probably one of two or three rucks in a competition that can do it. He's an absolute legend. Anyway, have a great day, people. Up the potty, up the Swans. Let's go.
Good, Joshy.
Good stuff, Joshy. Yeah, look, he is entirely unique when it comes to the way he goes about being a ruckman. I'm bloody thrilled. Flanners, you had a good point. He didn't play much footy last year.
Yep, he's been sitting on the sidelines all last year. It's going to give him longevity towards the back end of his career. And the Pies are paying for it.
You're paying his wage. You're paying his wage.
Brody Grundy, you're paying his wage.
Very good, boys. Very good stuff there. You know what I liked about the weekend with Grundy that I don't think we saw a lot in the first 5 weeks? I felt like he was actually jumping into Witsy.
Yes.
And you know, halving the contest that way instead of, you know, bodying up straight away. It's good to see him jumping, and I think it was a lot more effective. You know, the centre clearances and that type of thing were pretty even on the day. I think we just got the better of him around the ground, but it was the first time I really saw Broads jumping into it, an opponent, and I liked it. Yeah, it's good.
But it's just the work around the ground, the little taps, the follow-up, the handballs. Mate, he honestly is. He gets his own clearances. I couldn't be happier. I love the Hick. I love him. Brody Grundy's a different animal. It's
a dual
really,
All-Australian ruck.
Yeah, let's not forget, you know. And I'm really glad he's found a home, and hopefully you know, he's one of those pieces that we always ask for, Flanners, because we've been, you know, doing a lot of stop gaps up until getting him. So I'm bloody thrilled. I've got Cade Bergen here.
Bergs.
Bergs. Man, Bergs.
Hello, boys. It's Bergs here from Horsham. Just in regards to Ask the Faithful, how do we think Broads will go after his unreal performance against the Gold Coast Suns? For mine, I think it's going to be a pretty even game in the midfield between Grundy and Meek, hit-outs-wise. But it's Grundy's second efforts being able to get the ground balls and then his pressure acts as well, make him kind of a one-of-a-kind ruckman. And just his ability to get forward, which we've seen on the weekend, which was twice. Unfortunately, the first one didn't go through, but the second one was just what we needed in that last quarter to kind of seal the game up, which was good. But I think for Grundy, just, yeah, consistency as normal. But up the potty, up the Swannies, and hope we see you on Sunday. Let's go.
Let's go.
Play the second one too. It's pretty funny.
All right. Well, he's gone over the minute, but apparently it's allowed. Here we go, Bergs.
And just a little side bonus here. I didn't film in a bathroom or a job site, so hopefully this is a better voice note for you boys.
It did. You know what? It does sound a lot better.
The quality was sensational, yes. Bergs.
Yes.
And we're all about putting out an A-plus product here at True Bloods, and we simply cannot have people in air conditioning vents recording voice messages, which is what's been happening from time to time, Flanners. It's just not on. So but the faithful get a whack from time to time. They come for us sometimes. I'll come for the faithful sometimes. But, you know, when you've got a man like Bergs, you know, improving on his craft, on his voice notes.
And he's got something to say. You want what he's saying coming through loud and clear and nice and crisp, Flanners.
Yeah.
We like Bergs has learned his lesson. So he won't do that again.
He won't. Yeah, kudos. Well done, Bergs. Great stuff and look forward to a beer on Sunday, big fella. Very good. I had someone over on the Twitter. Jimmy Pickle.
Jimmy Pickle.
We might have to put him in touch with Dillylicious.
Delicious. Remember, he knocked us for that one.
Yeah, but Dillylicious is better. Change your company name. Oh, seriously. Seriously. Jimmy Pickle, he says, I never realised just how much of a midfielder he is. It is bloody amazing to have an extra man not just contribute but leading after the bounce. Can't wait to celebrate his 250th for him in the red and white, you know, in a couple of years.
Yeah, well, dude.
Very good, Jimmy.
Yeah, dude. It's very good.
For sure.
Very good. Cyril Islett as in pilot.
Islett as in pilot from Boronia. Here we go.
Mads, Deebs, Faithful. It is Cyril from Boronia here. Hashtag Ask the Faithful. Thoughts on Broads. He is phenomenal, but I set very low expectations just to not get myself too excited about it with him and Tay-Tay as well. Just thinking he'll just come in, play a role, doesn't have to be a star. If he does star, it's a bonus. And you go through a season, there's ups, downs, there's lulls you've talked about, things like that. There's challenges where last few years we've come up against teams and guys like English and Gorn have just obliterated us. And we've lost games we should have won. I just feel Brody is just stepping up in those little moments. He dominates Max Gorn, we win the game. He dominates on the weekend against Witsy, who's a gun, and we win the game. And he could just tick us over for those little games that we should have, could have, would have won. He's just stepping up at the right time, and good bloke policy. He seems like an absolute ripper, and he's fitting in beautifully. Let's go.
Yeah, very good.
That was a very, very good voice note.
Was.
Well said.
He's got a good head on him, Cyril.
He does, mate. We love the JFC. It's good.
Very good stuff. No, and it is true. We cannot forget there are a lot of people that were very apprehensive about signing Brody Grundy, given, you know, injuries previously. Same with Tay-Tay as well. Touch wood, seems to be really working as advertised.
For sure.
Bloody exciting.
It is. And it looked like Adam's got a bit of a corky at the end there, didn't he? It was just corky. Like
bad one.
Yeah.
Friendly fire as well.
Yeah
big Doss. So, that's a big knee to go through at full speed.
He's a big boy.
You're a big boy.
Big boy, the Dostrich. But we... Does that just about wrap up the socials?
Wraps up the socials.
Very good, very good. And we've got Tommy Flanagan in here, and he's typically got something for us, don't you, Tommy?
Now, we're not in a backyard, however.
No.
However, there is a game that you can play in a backyard, having a few beers with your mates.
Yes.
That we like. It's called Who Wears Who Wore?
Yes, let's go.
All right. Who Wears Who Wore?
No, well, let's just explain it to the listeners.
All right.
So
I think they'll know, dude.
Oh, well, there's some new ones.
Mate, there'll be some
new
ones.
We're growing everywhere, yeah, Matt.
Right? That is true.
Right, so who wears who wore? It's a great game to play when you're out the back, you know, with your mates, having a couple of beers.
In the backyard.
The game goes, you know,
who wears
is the current player for the Swannies. So who wears number one for the Swannies?
Chad Warner. And then there's a who wears who wore.
Number one for the Swannies.
Paul Ruse.
Could be. Or it could be Barry Hall. So yeah, there's multiple answers for the who wears who wore.
That's right.
There's obviously only one current answer for a current player.
Correct.
So play along at home, Faithful.
Faithful, if you're listening to this and Flanners says a number and you have no idea and it's somebody from the 90s, you're not going to be alone. Don't worry about it.
But I'm sure they'll be saying a current man's number and we still won't be able to get it. And they'll be screaming at their radios saying, why don't you know that, Deebs and Mads? You lead the number one podcast in Australia and you don't even know the numbers of the current team, which is, I can tell you, is a fact. So anyway, we'll have our best crack.
That's right.
Now, I'd hope that today's number that you boys get it pretty quickly.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're just going straight, no name?
No name, just straight.
Straight out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who wears? Number 21 for the Swannies.
Errol Goulden.
All banked.
Yes. Come on, my man.
Let's go.
Who wears who wore number 21?
Leo Barry.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
Ben McGlynn.
Bang. Ben McGlynn. 171 games.
Lucky.
195 goals for the Hawks and the Swannies.
Wow.
Swannies. One all.
That's it.
That's the guy.
Just
one. Now go one more.
You want to go another one? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Surely best of three.
All right, best of three. All right. Who wears number five for the Swannies?
Isaac Heaney.
Fuck.
Who wore number five for the Swannies?
Ryan O'Keefe.
Not the one I'm thinking of.
Don't know.
Okay, hold on. Let's just...
He's got to steer us into it.
Let's just think our way through this.
What era?
Let's just think. Is there a Rowan Wharf out there for me?
Is a grand finalist?
Come on.
Grand finalist.
Grand finalist.
So it's 05.
Maybe earlier.
Yeah, right.
96.
Okay. Yeah, I
don't know.
Sat at the feet of Tony Lockett for a while.
It's not Dale Lewis. He's number three.
Yes.
Nah, I'm nowhere.
It is Craig O'Brien.
You know what's funny about
that? I thought he was number six. I was going with that.
You know what's funny about the name? When you explained it the first time on this podcast, when we did it back in Brunswick, we used Craig O'Brien.
I actually thought that. That flashed through my head, but I was like, nah, I thought he was number six.
All right, so it's one apiece. Let's go to the last one.
Yeah.
Who wears number 34 for the Swannies?
Matty Roberts.
Matty Roberts is correct. And who wears who wore number 34 for the Swannies?
Rowan Wharf.
Not Rowan Wharf. He wore 33.
I knew it was around there. 34. No.
Premiership player.
Yeah. Alex Johnson.
Alex Johnson. Bang.
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 Lucky.
Alex Johnson wore 34. And that is how you play Who Wears Who Wears.
Yeah, very good.
Great game to play with you.
Very good, Flanners. Well done.
Good to be back.
Very good. Well, that just wraps up the social seg. Leads us perfectly into the preview. Big game Sunday. Let's go.
At OnStone, Nick and Emma have been dedicated to a simple mission for 12 years, bringing your stories to life by printing your photos on stone. They're on Coventry Street in South Melbourne for 10 years and now on the peninsula. The Mornington Peninsula. That's right, Deeble. I said peninsula.
Very good, Mads. It's not just a photo, not just a print. On Stone is a marriage of the past and the future. Here's the magic. They take your favourite photos from phone to forever and transform them using a special process. They combine the specially formulated stone compound cast into a reclaimed hardwood timber frame with the photo sprayed onto the surface, creating a detail fine art quality image directly onto the surface. It won't fade as it doesn't have glass. There is no reflection and just simply great depth of image.
That's right, Deeble. OnStone is the perfect gift for any occasion. Celebrate a wedding anniversary, create a family wall of memories, or a photo of a grand final win, God willing, Deeble.
As a True Bloods listener, you get 20% off the entire store at OnStone. Just use code TRUEBLOODS at checkout.
That's TRUEBLOODS at checkout for 20% off your purchase. Head over to onstone.com.au and upload your photos, or you can just drop into their Mornington showroom.
Welcome back to True Bloods. Big game this week, faithful. Ooh. The Swannies are down in Melbourne. They'll be donning the white jumper with the big red V, and it's 4 p.m. against the Mighty Hawks.
The Grenache Hour.
They're smack bang in the middle of the Grenache area hour. I don't know whether we'll be having a Grenache at the game, Mads, but we might have
one. I'm absolutely going to.
You're going to have a quiet red?
Absolutely
going
to. Yeah,
really nice. Good choice.
Why would I? It's Grenache Hour. I'm not going to sit in the MCG and watch the Swannies at 4 p.m. on a bloody Sunday. If I have to go to a bloody MCG at 4 p.m. on a Sunday, which is when I'm usually doing bloody meal prep and eyeing shirts, Deeble, I'm having a Grenache.
Yeah, very good.
I'm going to be enjoying the long room in the Victoria Racing Club / MCC function.
Oh, couldn't think of any of that.
So we'll have a Grenache in there.
That could single-handedly be the worst spot to watch a Swannies game, is in the middle of the long room.
Well, it's pre-match. It's a pre-match function. Yeah, I'll get to the outer.
Yeah, look, can you just give me some pros of the MCC, please, Funners?
Exclusivity.
Walk into the grand final.
But that was so it makes you feel good about yourself.
Yes, it does.
I like walking into the grand final.
College shirt, you know.
Grand final every year, just walk in.
Exclusivity.
Shezard, I'm sure Shezard'd love to see you walk out of the house in a collared shirt going to the footy table.
Maybe that's why I'm a single man. Maybe I don't dress, you know, good enough to go to the footy.
Hey, Deeble, if you're a single man, there is no better place. And I tell you, no better place.
Well,
to me. Well, I've invited you.
Well, yeah, we may have to test this out later in the year. I'm happy to be proven wrong.
Maybe finals probably too cutthroat for you to start tuning.
Oh, we'll talk finals. How do you guys go getting tickets for finals?
It's hell on earth.
Is there any exclusivity for your club?
For us?
The club, you rock up every Tuesday night, Mads. You get around your boys every week. You support them every week, and they don't even give you access to tickets for your club.
So we're okay. We can just walk in, right? We can just walk in. It's visitor tickets.
Yeah, we can get friends in, but we can get in.
We can walk in.
Oh, right, do you just go like going to the footy and sitting by yourself? And
I like sitting with Mads. Yeah. Walking together.
Look, there's pros and cons, faithful. There's pros and cons, but, you know, AFL member, gold member, you know, you just log on to your ticket tech. You know you're going to get your ticket. You book them together. Yep. It's happy days. Finals tickets.
Put down a berth, were you?
No.
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 No. I was.
I was actually, you know, I was offered my MCC last year and I told it to stick it up their ass.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. No, and another great thing, you know, when you get invited to the MCC, when you're finally accepted after 25 years, they try and sting you $1,800
That's right.
Over 3 years.
That's right.
For a shitty
every
sit.
Every penny.
We're not saying, mate, there are a lot of negatives to it.
Yeah.
But now.
It is funny, though. I like going into bat for the AFL.
All you've done to me is you've bestowed the honour of me putting your future son or daughter down on the waiting list, which I will force you to do.
And I can because second that.
Exactly. Tommy and I can both do it. I'm not going to let your future children not enjoy the same privilege that Flannis and I have enjoyed throughout our life.
I think my children, when they do come along, they will really enjoy having a gold AFL membership and a guaranteed reserved seat at a grand final when they might watch the mighty Swannies win a flag.
When I look back on the footage of the 2012 grand final match-winning goal, Nick Malcheski hooks it over his left shoulder and I'm in the background in the front row of the MCC, put my hands up. I reflect and think, yep, no, I'm happy I've got this seat.
That's it. So that's the only reason, because it's in the vision of the camera, and you know it's there, it hasn't moved, and you know you're going to get your grill on TV.
and let me just tell you.
Relive that again.
Is that leather jacket still going around as well, Flanners?
somewhere.
We will be getting our grills on telly this Sunday, I hope.
Yeah,
I'll
for
be
sure.
sitting down there with Flanners and a few of the other faithful, which will be very, very good stuff. Now, we turn our attention to the Hawks, who, you know, have done, you know, they're an interesting one, aren't they? They've just belted a hapless North Melbourne,
yep.
which are probably in the worst shape, and it pains me to say it because I'm a bit of a closet North Melbourne fan. I'm an empath. I have sympathy for North Melbourne, but they are completely hapless at the moment. I just don't think that, you know, you can take a great deal from that win last week. This is flat out a game that we should absolutely dominate. Again, like I said at the start of the pod, if we are what we think we are, we should be walking out of this with a 40-point win.
Yeah.
40.
Yep. No. Okay.
I can't do it.
I'm pointing at Deeble right now, Faithful. Do not do that.
No, I can't do that. But it's all in the method of how it happens.
It's about how you win. Like, yep. No, shut up, Tommy. It's about how you execute. It's about getting our game on our terms the whole day, not falling asleep, just foot on throat. Let's go.
They've played three games at the G this year. They got rolled by 4 goals from the Bombers, 6 goals from the Cats, 9 goals from the D's. A couple of weeks ago, they got pumped by the Gold Coast Suns by 53 points, which is, of course, the same margin that we beat the Suns by on the Sunday just gone.
Yep.
We should be looking at this one. At the start, let's fucking go. No mucking around. No timid first quarter. Let's just get into it. Let's execute. Get our mojo going. First minute, huge hectic energy from that first bounce. Immense pressure.
Has to be.
Like sharks circling, smelling a bit of blood in the water. Bring that hectic Schwannies heat to the contest and just slice them up. Slick hands out of stoppage. That fast twitch thinking off the turnover. Just go hardcore execution again and again and again. That blistering ball movement for the whole first quarter. Get it into those goal kickers, let them go to work, just pile them on and on and on and build a massive lead, then quarter by quarter just grind them down, goal after goal after goal, embarrass them, never let them up, never relinquish the momentum, and we can roll into the derby, coming in hot off annihilating the Hawks by 100 plus.
Wow.
That's what you call preparation, Faithful. That was really good.
Put them to the sword. Exploit their weaknesses. Expose their bottom end. Smash them. Come on,
Swannies.
Yeah. Okay. I'm guessing you didn't do a lot today. That's very, Flanners, that's very good. That's why you're here.
That's it.
That's why, boy.
Yeah. It nearly takes me back to the poetry of that 2012 montage that you made back in the day. Mm-hmm. That puts me to sleep. It's great.
Fades out, Ross.
It's so good.
I love this morning. It's why I'm leaving cricket trip early. I'm getting flight out on the Sunday. Good. I'm not staying till the end of cricket trip. I'm flying back to watch the Schwannies.
Now, Luke Parker's in focus.
Yeah, he's been...
He is.
He's a test. So the surgeons obviously said, okay, Lukey, you're free to go and sort of get some contested ball if you so wish. That is your want. I think he'll be playing forward if he does play, but do you think he does play and who does he play for?
Do you think he might sub?
Yeah, it's probably not a bad...
Shades of the 2012 grand final, Flanners.
Yeah, it's a good throwback. It wouldn't be his first time as sub at the MCG. I wouldn't mind him being brought in as the sub and then hopefully no injuries and, you're bringing him on halfway through the third, get some run into him. And
can you imagine that?
That'd be good.
Can you imagine that 5 minutes into the fourth quarter and we're just sitting down level one at the MCC and we just see Lukey Parker...
Oh.
Stand up and relinquish the vest.
One of the tools has already kicked forward.
Amarty's jogging over. He's done his bit, and Lukey Parker's just doing the jumps on the spot.
Yeah, how good.
Wow.
You'd love to see it.
The sun's just sort of coming down. It's getting dark. The lights are on. It's Sunday afternoon. There's a few Grenaches that have been had. Wow. The crowd goes berserk for Lukey Parker.
You're painting a good picture.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good manifest. I'm really liking your boys' form so far. It's getting me bloody excited walking around with a horn, but it's couldn't keep the straight face, could we? Oh, that's funny stuff. But yeah,
I think, like that is realistically a phenomenal position for him to come back into the game. You know, you're only going to play 20 minutes or so. Ease into it. There's no need to sort of go hell for leather. It's the Hawks.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good introduction back to senior footy.
Who makes way? If Lukey Parker is good to go.
It's such a good question.
It's got to be Braden Campbell, unfortunately. I think they've put the wheels in motion.
He's the only one out of form, really.
With making him the sub. That was more the... if you don't,
Soft drop.
And a full basically.
And a full game in the twos wouldn't do him any harm.
I don't think so. It's... I wouldn't... His first 5 weeks, I wouldn't say out of form. He didn't have any terrible... maybe one real average game. The others were serviceable, for sure.
Great against the Pies at the G.
But... Yep. Yeah, I think he's probably the one to make way. It makes most sense. And you talk, it's really hard to distinguish the bottom three in our side who would come out, you know, with these injuries that are going to be coming back, you know.
Well, everyone's playing their role, and we saw that against Gold Coast, that there's not really anyone you can look at and go, you're an absolute passenger, mate.
Yeah.
You know?
It's even like the bottom two above Braden, in my opinion, is probably
Foxy
and probably Jakey Lloyd at the moment.
But you're only looking at taking either of them out if Ramps is coming back in. I wouldn't think.
And Jakey Lloyd just quietly went at 93% on the weekend.
Yeah, Lordy only have the 15 touches. Yeah. I think. But
and you're not. I don't think. You're
yeah, look,
Lloyd
and it's not. I'm not saying drop Jake Lloyd. It's just like you with
yeah,
fit.
It's just
we
who?
And Cunnis is probably in that discussion as well. Harry Cunningham. Lloyd. Yeah. I mean the whole back half you've got to consider.
You're not dropping Roberts.
No.
In any way, shape, or form. No, you're not dropping Wicks, I can tell you that much for free.
Definitely not.
He's had enough time off.
So it's a bloody intro. We get it wrong even when we think we've got an idea. So when we've got no idea, it's like, fuck. It's, who from the Hawks do we need to put some time into and be aware of?
Newcomb.
Big Jai. Does go about it in the right way,
doesn't
about,
he? He's a really good footballer.
He is a good footballer.
Get low when Guinea's near.
Just go the hips, boys. You know he's going to drop the shoulders. Go the hips. Be wary of it. You know who used to kill me with that one?
Who?
Paddy.
Yeah.
He just never went the hips.
Clumsy.
Big boy. And
clumsy.
Like, got high ones all the time. Like, Gumby. I reckon Ginnivan got him 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
In those Pies games. But you got to be wary of him. He's in pretty good form.
Dylan Moore had 20 and 4 on the weekend.
Dylan Moore's good.
More game. Midfield time.
Yeah.
Playing, isn't he?
Still kick four floating.
Who do you put on? Yeah. Who do you put on Guinea? Cunningham?
Yeah.
Yep.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Matches up well. Connor Nash.
Connor Nash.
32 on the weekend.
Yes.
Jesus.
So Lloyd and Moore think, run around together a little bit? Or?
Yeah. You might see a bit of that. You got, who's their forward line? You got Marby Old Chol.
Yeah, got Choley.
Be up forward. Can't even, I don't really know. I'm watching less and less of other teams, especially when they're
it's
down,
a lot,
down
people.
When they're down, you know, flailing at the bottom of the ladder.
Chol, Gunston, Hardwick will yeah. be
the great. There's the great Sam Frost.
Frosty.
Operating from defensive 50.
You know, he'll be going to Big Joel or Big Dos.
What about Warple? Warple does.
Yeah, good mid.
And Carl Amon sort of has lost his profile a little bit since leaving Port Adelaide,
as
I think.
The distributor. Yeah.
Sicily's one that you've got to put a little bit of attention into.
Sicily, you have to play. You can't let Sicily
well,
do
it. We've probably got the best man in the league for that job.
Yeah, that's right. Will Haywood.
Yeah. When he got that rundown tackle on the weekend, I was like, let's go, Wilbur.
Yeah, mute massive.
That was sick.
So, yeah, Meek is...
Lloyd Meek, is it?
Lloyd Meek, that's right.
I know the names. I wouldn't know what he looked like.
He's a big boy.
Big Lloyd.
So, he'll be up against Broads and, you know, we'll have him chopping out. But look, boys, in terms of invitations to the party...
Yes.
I'm going to just stay on the same tangent that I've been on all night. I want to see a bag from Logan.
Yep.
I want to see a bag. I want to see an old school plugger-esque bag.
Lead out.
I just want to see,
kick a goal, kick a goal. But not Chessmark.
Not even Chessmark. Dukes out because he
lead
gets
out,
all the
Dukes
great.
Out.
Yeah, that's right.
Kick a goal, kick a goal.
Just, you know, when you say, just kick into space, and Logan's got a great footy head. He knows how to do this.
Absolutely.
And just meet the ball nicely. That's, I just need to see it. I need to see it in the flesh, Flanners.
Flanners,
I need to tap you on the back and say, Flanners, look, it's happening.
I think it's happening. I think we're already seeing little glimpses of it. And it's just
I want to see it all.
Yeah.
Give me it all.
Big bag of seven.
Who are you inviting, Deeble?
Invitation for myself. I'm going to invite, you know, nearly one of our most important players. He's on a 7-year contract.
The lizard.
He got a bit of a knock, went down like he was dead again on the weekend. Hopefully he's pulled up well. The big lizard, our best intercept player. I really want to see Lizard, you know, do some damage in the air, come across the front of the contest and take off like he does. I want to see 20 plus, and I want to see him get forward and kick a goal.
Yeah, love
it. He kicked one on the MCG last time, so it'll be good to see again.
The handball around outside 50, yep. Bang.
Let's go, Lizard.
Now, I've got multiple invites here.
Oh, jeez.
Preparation. Have a look at this, Faithful.
He's been to Officeworks. Wow.
Now, the last game we played at the G, there were periods of the game we looked a little bit half-paced, kind of floating through it a little bit. Richmond pressure was great, but let's be honest, we barely got out of first gear. So with that fierce, ruthless, put him to the sword for four quarters sort of mindset at the front of mind, I'm inviting, in his 100th game, I want to see a little bit of a rundown tackle on Degoe Roe.
Yes.
From the Pies game round one, he always gives us heaps, Roe, but I'd love to see him mow down a few by Sicily or something like that.
Tackle pressure.
Just hectic closing speed, crunching him, holding the ball, and then in the freckle, just getting amongst it. Bit of BOG in the milestone match.
Yeah,
great
I love
to
it.
See from the Roe man warrior.
Did you hear him on SEN?
I didn't actually.
Very strange interview from Mari and Gacy.
Yeah, they'll go very with that. Roe is a good looking man, and you know Heans is a good looking man.
I like it, Roe. Do you ever get distracted just looking at Isaac Heaney and how good looking he is? Roe's like, well, I'm sort of envious of his football ability.
Mari does that occasionally,
bit of a
doesn't he?
Yeah, thing it's a bit of a gag.
It is a gag, but it was just it was fascinating. They kept sort of rolling on with it.
They
it was
did.
Interesting.
They did.
Now, second
invite.
You're printing off your invites. Let's go.
Another invite. Barking Wilbur mode from opening round. Remember that first when we blew the D's away.
Wilbur.
Dynamic deep inside 450. Kicked a couple of goals after the game. The Swans TV put up highlights of it. At the end of those highlights, Wilbur's barking. Bit of that Wilbur barking energy on Sunday. Hey, would you kick 4 or 5 for us, Wilbur, please? That'd be nice.
Wow. Yep.
And then another one, Doss. I'd love to see big Doss go full clunk mode. We talk about Logan doing full clunk mode.
Yeah.
But just a few of those big hulking vice grip clunks like we saw in the final last year. Just showing the Hawks talls. Who's the man on the G? Fucking big Doss is the man. Just clunk him and dobbing all day.
I think Doss started to find a bit of form.
Certainly.
On the weekend as well. So I think that could be bang on the money, Flanners.
I'd love to see it. He's just dynamite when he's up and about on the G.
Yeah.
One more.
Last one. TN's Chad. We spoke about it before. But just remember that first game of the TN.
The new Esche.
Oh, mate. Chad against the Pies at the G is just in such a heck DOS mood, like stealing it offside bottom, flying for
that
hangers.
That was sick, wasn't it?
Dobbing snags, taking the piss, showing off the new kicks. I just love a bit of that heck DOS TN's mode, Chad, on Sunday. 27-3 sort of areas. Come on, Chatty boy,
sure.
Give it to us.
Yes.
Give it to us.
There's some good invites there, boys.
Love it.
I'd love to see it. We might, so Swanies, how far?
40 points.
Yep. Finest.
120.
Jesus 120. Christ.
20 goals.
I'll take a 7-goal win too. Yep, that'd be really nice. We'll jump into the tips. We might jump in
now,
to
Can I just sort of run you through my last week of tipping?
Yeah. How many did you get?
Now, I was leading two comps. I tipped one. And I'm still leading one comp, which says a lot about my tipping previously.
Yeah, right.
But I was ninth in the True Bloods. I think I'm now in the 80s.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough, highly contested comp.
Doesn't it just kill you?
We've got big Ozport UK on top with 6. Jeez, that's a good round of tipping last week on 42 with Belly's Banter.
I'm going to just put it out there. If you got 6 last week, you're just closing your eyes and guessing.
Guessing. Belly with 4. The Incredible Sulk with 40. Jacos 40. Ange Polo 40. ISL 98, 39. The Mystic Di Pasquale on 39. Tomo Swan 39. Joshy Campbell on 39. And Wazza Wok rounds out the top 10. It's a tightly fought contest.
Yes,
at the
it
top.
Is.
Yes, it is, Dable.
Hot footy.
We've got Wednesday night footy. Tomorrow night, Tommy, we've got Richmond, Richmond v Melbourne.
D's 40 plus.
Ooh.
Richmond are banged up.
Richmond yeah, don't have any players.
Yeah.
No players and there.
D's about a 13-day break.
I would have rocked up, but I didn't have any players.
Mm. I got Naismith and Nankervis, two ex-ones out there.
Yes.
Very true.
Tullamarine aeroplanes.
Yes. And what are the Victoria Park Pies?
Yeah, Victoria Park Bird.
The Bird. Yes. Essendon and Collingwood Anzac Day. Don's in an upset. Fuck the Pies.
Yeah. You know what? They're playing decent footy at the moment. Now
Pies were good against the Port.
Their pies were very good. I was in a corporate box owned by an undisclosed big four bank.
Bank, you wouldn't read about it, Faithful.
Which was very
uncommon, man. From yourself,
you have
lost touch, my friend.
But now Orange Team versus Northern Bear.
Northern Bears, the Orange Team for mine.
No Green. Hogan's ban has been overturned.
Yep.
No Taylor.
And Toby's would have been upheld for sure.
Toby's was upheld.
Toby's upheld.
Taylor could be
Back,
back this week.
And Monica,
that is 12 days.
Monica, it's not at the showgrounds.
Monica.
No. Giants.
Canberra Giants.
For sure. Toby specifically said he braced for contact.
It's like, well, you're cooked already, aren't you? You got Port St Kilda Friday night.
That would be Southern Electricity Team.
Southern Electricity Team, nice. And what's St Kilda?
Shot.
Yeah, St Kilda are absolutely cooked.
Ross the Loss.
Yeah, they
Ross,
are in
Ross
stride.
The Impos.
Saturday afternoon, North and Adelaide.
I would say
I reckon North get close down in Hobart, but Adelaide probably get it.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Adelaide probably should have won last week.
Should have. But they've got the least points for in the whole comp.
Yeah, they can't score. Dawson's not playing anywhere near his best
A lot better last week. But he's been shocking before
kick
that.
Two.
Yeah. Geelong and Carlton, now, probably game of the round.
I'm going to really lock into this. I think Carlton absolutely do them.
Do we want Carlton to win?
We don't really care.
Yeah.
We don't really care.
We don't really care, but, you know, Carlton gives Geelong its first loss. We smoke the Hawks and we're top of the table.
Yeah.
On paper, I love the Blues, but just I reckon Scotty might have Vossi in the box.
Yeah, right. Interesting take. Like it.
Yeah, it would be a very Chris Scott thing
to
shut down the Twin Towers or, you know, smack them in the midfield.
Yeah, they're mids. Carlton's mids, man. Yeah, dude. So good.
Who was elite last week? Great. Georgie Hewitt.
Yeah, he's gone. Kills your scene. George. Fucking in Blues colours. Been very good since he's gone to them. Saturday night, Freo and the Bullies.
That would be Western Anchor Team.
Western Anchor Team.
I disagree. I reckon the Dogs are back. What I saw, they smashed the Saints. I feel like they could go over there and have a win.
I reckon that was an absolute anomaly.
Fremantle got rolled by the West Coast.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't think Freo is any good.
I'm tipping the Dogs there.
It's at home.
I know.
Away from there. Freo, I don't know. Freo lost to fucking West Coast at home. Who knows?
Northern Ball of Gas versus Western Bird of Prey.
Western Bird of Prey is up and about. And Northern Ball of Gas, we saw on the weekend, they weren't...
You'd love to see West Coast go do a number, wouldn't you?
You would.
They are hard to bet at home.
We don't talk about odds on here, but... Oh, jeez. West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worth a dabble.
God, just a minute on Harley Reid. Special.
Oh,
special.
Unreal. He's the best thing since sliced bread.
Ever since Deeb's had a crack at him, he's gone from strength to strength.
He took the feedback. That's how good I am in the coach's box. He just listened to a bit of feedback, and he's probably got some Brownlow votes.
He picked up the phone. He said, yep, righto, righto. Okay,
know where you're coming from,
Deeble.
Yep. Thank you.
And I think it's woken up Tim Kelly and Elliot Yeo, who are probably drifting towards the end, just cashing in the paycheck. But
they have hope now.
They have realised they got someone special standing next to them, and they've fired up again too. So... look out for them. But, Gold Coast could be interesting if that's a boil over. Yeah. West Coast for the eight.
Gold Coast have still got a very, very handy midfield.
They do.
I mean, we didn't talk about the job.
And they're good at home.
We didn't talk about the job Rowie did on Matt Rowell.
Yeah.
kept him very quiet.
Rowie.
So I just think surely at home, Gold Coast get that
done. Sure. Now, pre-game, the faithful will be getting down to the Union House about 2 o'clock. A few cheeky beveraginos, Matt, you know, get rid of those pre-game nerves, you know, have an O'Brien's down
I'll
there.
I'll have an O'Brien's for sure.
I'll be coming in hot off the Live Golf and Fisher from the night before, so I'll be steaming when I get in there, but it'll be...
Will you have showered prior, Flannets?
Yeah, I'll try and sneak one of those.
Try and sneak one, yeah. But now we'll be there from about 2 o'clock, have a few beers with the faithful, and it's just make your way down. When you want to go to the ground, there's no walk down together or anything like that. Just at your own leisure, get down there. But it'll be good to catch up for a beer before the game, as it is our last game at the MCG for the standard
That's
season.
That's pretty sad, isn't
it? It is. Yeah. We've got 3 or 4 in Marvel, I think. So we'll be going down to the mail exchange areas when we get to the old Marvel.
I'll
but
tell you what, underrated.
The mail exchange. Yeah. It's good. It's good vibes for us, the mail exchange. Yeah. But so get in about 2 o'clock to the Union House. That'll be good on Swan Street there.
Mail exchange was the first ever True Bloods meetup.
It was. It was the OG meetup for sure. It's good vibes there. So you...
Just quickly before we finish, just want to touch on the girls who are just
Yes, absolutely.
Do a terrific job at the moment. They're undefeated in the VFLW competition. Another great win on the weekend. Smash Casey 16-7-103 to 2-6-18.
Can I ask a question? So this is the VFLW.
The VFLW, yeah.
But are we playing AFLW-listed players?
We are. Laura Gardner, our reigning AFLW club champion, had another 42 disposals on the weekend.
Sure.
Following up from 34 and a goal last week and 47 the week before that.
Nice.
Yeah, so she's going all right. Chloe Malloy kicked one of the all-time great goals.
Hey,
would-be tacklers.
We are big Chloe Malloy guys.
Big advocates.
She kicked an absolute belt. To check that out in the Swan Social.
Couldn't you see? You know, the VFL is... The AFLW is building in its capacity, right? Can't you see? This is... Oh, I had this thought today, actually.
And the Swans AFLW in particular are building.
Chloe Malloy selling candy at North Sydney on a hoodie.
Yeah.
You know when she sold the candy? That could go on a hoodie, Deeps. And that would go bonkers.
I can't believe we haven't discussed this because I have thought the exact same
thing. Man, it's a simply must do.
Let's get that in time for the season.
Yes, absolutely.
A couple more that I took my eye on the weekend. Montana Ham and Sophia Hurley both had great games, both 20-plus disposals and hit the scoreboard as well. Scoreboard impact.
Love a little bit of scoreboard impact.
Love a little bit of scoreboard impact.
Young stars, both already stars last year, but they're both getting better every week. Going to be at the next level, I would have thought, by the start of the AFLW season, becoming superstars of the competition.
Are we going to win the flag next year?
Oh, I reckon, mate. We're just going to show
chance,
anyone.
Are we?
It's first versus second this weekend. We're second. Box Hill first. They've played an extra game. We're both undefeated. 3:35 on the Sunday. So for anyone not heading to the G, get over to Box Hill, cheer on the girls. Massive blockbuster. First versus second.
But I'm doing the call out right now on the back of that phenomenal initiative from Flanners. If you want to do True Bloods for the girls, send us a DM.
Yeah.
Let's get this organised early.
Yep.
If you're in Sydney or if you're in Melbourne, shoot us a message.
Yeah. We can make it happen this year.
We can absolutely make it happen.
It's really gained momentum, and I think there's enough interest in the women's game now for us to be able to
without a shadow
bloody
of a doubt,
good
our
to get it done.
Yeah.
They have, and it's exciting.
It's the vibe.
Yeah.
It's Marbo, it's the vibe, right?
Because
it's just elite. So if we can...
You know who I'm looking forward to actually coming back next year, who started like a house on fire last year? Ali Morfitt.
Yeah.
Special player.
Absolutely.
Special player.
Best rock in the comp.
Yeah. No, she's the one I'm looking out for.
Beautiful.
Well, very good, boys. It's been good to have you back in the studio, Flanners. I think we've crapped on for over an hour and a half this week, so it's always good having you back in, mate. We will be seeing you at the game. Anyone in the MCC, I'm sure you will see a 6'8", big skinny individual in Madison Clark in the front row, along with Mr. Gather Round himself, the Gather Round guy, Tommy Flanagan, front row of the MCC, and I'll be over in the AFL members. So say g'day to me too. Don't forget about me. But this has been True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. We're number one in the hearts and we're number one on the charts. We're speaking words of wisdom.
Up the potty.
Mads, do you know what I love about being a Swans supporter?
What's that, Deeble?
It's belonging to the culture, the Bloods culture. It's funny, you know, Mads. Culture might just be the most discussed but least understood topic on the planet.
Oh, I agree.
But you know who understands culture?
That'd be Pragmatic Thinking, Deeble. Darren, Ali, Rowan and the team at Pragmatic Thinking have been delivering leadership training, consultancy and advice to some of the biggest organisations you can name for nearly two decades now. And you know what, Deeble?
What?
They love the Swannies.
Oh, how good's that?
So for any of the faithful who are out there and in corporate land thinking that your workplace culture needs a little nudge, then Pragmatic Thinking are worth a call.
For sure, Mads. And maybe you need a workshop for your team or an off-site for your leadership group. The PT team will help you lower the eyes and hit targets like Errol Goulden inside forward 50. Hit up the team on www.pragmaticthinking.com. Speak to Darren and the team and get your session locked in.